Hello and welcome to the Podtacular Halo 3 Show, episode 90, for the week of November 20th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
And I'm Tally Smash.
And I'm Dweezil.
Right on. Welcome, guys. And this is the Halo 3 show, where we're going to be talking about all the recent stuff that's been mentioned in Electronic Gaming Monthly, at 1UP.com, at Bungie.net, and all the stuff that's been out all over the news that we're super excited about with Halo 3. So this is our chance. We haven't been talking about this for a few weeks. So just, since we've last talked about Halo 3, there's been a lot of information that comes out that has come out that we definitely need to cover. So plenty of stuff to talk about. Before we do that, let's kind of get to some introductions. So Tally, you've been on Podtacular before. Can you tell everybody a little bit about what you do in the Halo community?
I am a full-fledged member of the Coyote Cave Girls. Some amazing cool girls over there. And I'm also a co-overlord of the Halo 2 section of Legion of the Apocalypse, or LOA.
Right on. Well, welcome. And Dweezil, you are from Tide the Leader, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
What is Tide the Leader? Let me try a little bit more.
It's a simple question. I gave it a simple answer. Yeah, I'm from Tide
good
the
point,
Leader,
good point.
The gaming community over there. And I write for the Tide the Leader blog and do interviews and clan profiles there.
Right on.
Some pretty spectacular ones. I have read a few.
That's right. Cave Girls have been one of them.
Yes, Coyote actually asked me to help her with one, but I
that's right.
I reneged out of that whole deal. I ran out of time. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I read the ending one, and you did a really awesome interview with her. But then she's pretty stellar to begin with, so we're good to go.
Totally.
Stellar.
Stellar tubular.
For sure. So
I don't think she's tubular. I've met her in person.
So not Coyote so is the, she's the leader of the Cave Girls, right?
She is. She is okay. The creator, founder, goddess of the Cave Girls.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Well, right on. Well, welcome everybody, and it's time to get started talking about the latest Halo 3 details, of which there are many.
You can't beat them.
See, if we go back, you know, like flapjacks and collard greens.
It's time to hear your Halo 3 ideas and speculation.
I like it. Let's put the Ottoman here, and then the Chaise Lounge over there.
So we're kind of going to go through some stuff people sent in and talk about those details as we get to them. So, Dweezil, why don't you start us off, man?
Silent Ninja 745 says, I'm guessing you will be able to show secondary weapon, even if it doesn't have ammo. If you are out of rockets for your rocket launcher, you can still scare your enemies with it. Likewise, you could be out of shotgun ammo and still scare people from attacking you short range if you were sniping.
Yeah. Well, that would be cool, in a way. I don't know. It'd be kind of weird. It would change the dynamic of having the weapon on your back showing, you know, which weapon you have. But then again, if you can only carry two weapons and you got one in your back that's empty, then it's like, haha, you know, you thought I had a big weapon, but I don't. You still don't have any good weapon,
yeah,
you know?
It adds that bit of strategy in, because right now, I mean, if you had an empty rocket, you wouldn't go running around with an empty rocket. You would hide it away and not let them know you have it.
Right,
but
right.
I think that it's kind of, you're seeing how it works a little bit with Gears of War right now, because that's what you see.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
The weapon's stuck to the back. I'm just curious, like, what are they going to stick it to the back with? Are we going to use, like, bubblegum or super glue?
Super glue would be good. Of course, it would take a while. Well, actually, it's pretty quick drying.
It is.
It is.
Easy to dry.
That's
yeah,
good.
I just want to see my little Master Chief just whip out a tube of super glue and stick it to his back. I mean, it could be like, you know, like a half a second.
That's true. I mean, maybe they have futuristic super glue that's even faster than the super glue we have now. So,
oh, really?
That's you know, that true. Could really help in the whole, you know, sticking process. Yeah.
You have a point.
Anyway. Okay, so Dom.
Bungie, are you listening? No.
Yeah, definitely try that. Okay, so moving on. I'm a dork. Dom the Bomb says, I'm under the impression that due to the history of the UNSC recreating and improvising Covenant technology, Master Chief shields, and in the novel First Strike, Cortana's innovations, this is the longest parentheses ever, Cortana's innovations on the Covenant ship's main weapons, that the Spartan is actually the Sentinel beam, or less likely, the fuel rod cannon, that has been tampered by the UNSC. Okay, I think what he's saying is that the Spartan laser, it may be kind of reverse-engineered technology from the Covenant. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? I think it's just kind of a laser, as in the concept that it is today. Except a little more refined.
I mean, and you're right, that was actually the longest sentence with multiple parenthetical statements that I have seen in a while. But it is grammatically correct, as it wasn't, a lot of them weren't last time, so that's something to say.
Oh, good. However, thank you clarifying that English lesson for me. Appreciate it.
My mom's an English teacher. It just happens. No, but what I was going to say is that I would imagine that the Spartan laser is probably similar to the Sentinel beam in the same way that the plasma rifle is similar to the brute plasma. You know, similar technology, different,
except
different specs.
Except one is absolutely garbage and the other one blows up anything. But they look the
true,
same.
True, true.
So,
and if a plasma pistol didn't overcharge, it would be absolute garbage too. So, you know, in that sense, we're some circular logic going on here. Okay. Anyway.
Just don't get dizzy.
Yeah. So, speaking of Spartan laser, what do we think of the Spartan laser? What do you guys think?
Well, we have conferred and we have decided... No. I think it's actually a really cool idea. I mean, there's no... Other than the rockets, there's really no really powerful anti-vehicle weapon that is... I mean, it's just one weapon, so definitely more than one is always good. But a turret is pretty useless against... a warthog. Any other weapon is pretty useless against a warthog unless you're really good with headshots on sniper. But
Well, they mentioned specifically about possibly removing the rockets. In fact, I think they're leaning towards removing them, but they might keep them in if they can figure out a way to balance them. What would you think if they removed the rockets completely and replaced them with the Spartan laser that took 3 seconds to charge and didn't track?
I think a big thing that's making them worry about this is with the addition of the Mongoose and, you know, any other vehicles that may or may not be in the third one, then, you know, if you have a lot more vehicles and you have these rockets that can just auto-target, then it's, you know, going to be easy kills because there's just going to be vehicles swarming these big maps. But if you have a laser that... you know, still is able to kill the vehicles, but isn't just a dead-on, almost instant kill every time, then I think it would help balance it out.
I know, but a good driver can evade rockets.
That's true.
As far as I'm concerned, everybody who drives is a good driver, because I can't hit any broadside of a barn, but I'm not so good at the big weapons.
You say that, but... Number one, you don't always know when rockets are coming at you until the last minute, and it's really hard to avoid them. And number two, even if you do, the way rockets track, you really gotta either get behind some kind of cover area, or you really gotta know just when to turn. And I don't know, man. I have a heck of a time avoiding rockets myself. But that's just me.
I have a good time hitting anything with rockets, so... Fumo, you and I were meant to be on opposite teams.
If you hold down the trigger a little while, it eventually locks on. But yeah, that's a different show. Anyway.
I don't know. What are you saying? Is there this feature that I don't know about?
Okay, so he also mentions that... before we move on, what do you think, Dweezil? What do you think about Spartan Laser? Do you think it's good or bad?
I like it.
Yeah?
I don't know. Be interesting. Saw some sort of screenshot where it showed someone lasering some vehicle across the map, and I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they balance it with the vehicle and with other weapons. You know, because obviously the recharge is to help balance it, so it's not this ridiculous powerful, like, across the... Because it said that in some cases, the... Wasn't it the laser that they were talking about is more accurate than a sniper rifle or something?
Wow, I don't know.
Am I mistaken on that? I could totally be...
What I didn't do get they to mean? See that part, but...
What do they mean by that?
I could totally have just
same...
made that up, and so don't take my word on
nice.
It.
Nice, okay, making
you
up.
You think
that's,
maybe
that's
less
good.
Accurate, but maybe they meant it has the same range as a sniper rifle?
Maybe. I don't know, but...
I haven't read that report.
It'll be interesting to see how they, you know, balance that with everything else.
Well, one thing I did read is but that it can go through like multiple multiple targets and target what's
yeah.
behind a target
Ooh,
at the same time.
Well.
So the thing is that it becomes this
shish
like
kebab Spartans
crazy anti-personnel weapon that can just like sweep over a specific area, and that's like a little, that seems like a little too powerful for me. So I don't know, does it sweep or does like can you just hold it down and like kind of bathe a certain area like you can with the Sentinel beam, or is it more like you have one shot and it just boom, you know, shoots one time?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll have to see how that pans out. Well, in regards
well,
to the
last time I played Halo 3, I didn't check.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
What I was gonna say. Last time I played.
Well,
Halo
I don't know
3,
if you guys saw any of that on any of the details or what. So I'm not saying if you. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, in regards to the use of the X button in gameplay, Don the Bomb says I've read some comments saying that it'll be for stealing weapons or exchanging weapons. Of course, these are all speculation, but I doubt that'll be true. It's going to stay as the action button, says Dom. Otherwise, I'll be spending more time getting used to the layout, and it'll change the pace of the game, which is something I'm sure Bungie does not want to do. But the function replacing reload is a total mystery to me. Okay, X button. What do we think it's going to do? Tally, you're first.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. Okay,
next.
You know, I've been thinking about this, and I was thinking maybe it could mean that we could take cover, or I've been playing Gears of War too much. I mean, they say that it's going to completely change the way the game is played. So the only thing I can think of is taking cover.
Is that what they? I mean, is that what they were saying about the X button? Is that it's really going to revolutionize the way shooters are
played?
It
says it's going to change the way you play the game, and I mean, of all the things that you could change, let's list off the things that would change the way you play the game while making it Halo. You're still going to be a first-person shooter.
Right.
You know, you're going to still be all these things. So there's only a limited list of things that the X button could be. What's the most likely of those, I guess? What do you guys think?
Why is there a limited list? I mean, they could come up with something completely new, and I think that's what they've done. Really.
I'm pretty sure that the X button is not going to make balloon animals.
No? I don't know.
No.
I think that would completely change the way we play.
You think that now.
I mean, seriously,
you're
you
not
know?
Going to carry around a torch like in Oblivion. You know?
That would be good. In a bad way.
Zanzibar is so dark sometimes in the town.
I need to lighten things up.
I need a light.
Maybe you pull out a paintbrush, you know, paint the walls, something like that. But, I don't know. Cover, maybe, but that wouldn't completely change the way we play shooters. It would change the way we play Halo, of course. But then again, you know, cover has been integrated into everybody's favorite Gears of War right now. And also into Rainbow Six Vegas, and into Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter, and into Perfect Dark Zero, among probably others that I'm missing. So, in more recent games, it's kind of a staple now. And I think people, you know, might miss that if it's not there. I don't know.
Anyway, I know it's hard to go back to Halo right now from Gears.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're used to looking for cover, right? And hitting.
Last time I did it in my LOA practice, I was sitting there going, okay, how do I reload again?
Yeah.
Playing it for like 3 days.
Because you're trying to do like the perfect reload where you hit it at just the right time and everything and doesn't jam.
Oh, yeah. And I actually switch between my 360 and my regular Xbox for Halo and any 360 games. I don't play Halo on my 360. So,
as do I.
Yeah, that was a little difficult.
Okay. So what do you think, Dweezil? X button.
As much as Dom the Bomb denies about stealing weapons, I think They might try to integrate that just because you can see the weapons on the back. So I envision this really kind of badass scene, like something from The Matrix where Trinity kicks the shotgun and flips it around someone's back and then shoots them in the back with their own shotgun. And maybe that wouldn't ever happen, but I would like to see that. That would be really cool. And also it would totally change, change the way people would play, because right now if you hold like a power weapon, then you can, you know, really easily control it. But if you went up behind someone, you could easily just steal their sniper rifle or steal their sword or something. I think that would make a very big change, as opposed to ducking behind something, which, although is a change, is becoming a staple, just like you said, in a lot of new first-person games.
But it's the staple that you don't do in Halo 2.
That's true.
Yeah, well, you know, it wasn't a staple back then. Back in the day. So he's mentioned the D-pad will probably house the grenade switching, the supposed machinima recording function. Yeah, well, they said that it's machinima recording. I don't know how that's going to work, but, you know, we'll see. Who knows? I mean, maybe it could be, like, record button. It's possible. And the simple lowering or raising... Oh, he's talking about D-pad now. The simple lowering or raising gun animation. True. Yeah, so he said he got so damn excited about Halo 3 after they released that information that his nipples exploded. Wow, man.
That had to be uncomfortable.
You might want to check with the doctor. Sounds dangerous.
I'm a little uncomfortable after. I think I need a moment to recover from that.
Well, I think it's more than Halo 3 if that happens.
Yeah. If that happens, you might have other issues with your.
Don't put dynamite on your chest, children. It's just not a good
thing. Like, oh, and by the way, I had dynamite, but that's not really important. It's the Halo 3 that really set it off.
So, Dr. 120 says, "Hey guys, it's Doc. Just wanting to give my 2 cents on Halo 3 and all that surrounding it. Anyway, from what I've seen, Halo 3 looks and seems like it will be the coolest thing since flavored toothpaste."
Hmm.
I'm totally
doubted.
I don't know. Flavored toothpaste is pretty badass, man.
Flavored toothpaste.
I was gonna say I use the orange kind, so.
Dude, I was waiting in line when they were about to launch that, man. I didn't get my copy. I had to wait.
So. Dude, I got the fifth box of...
Did you sell it on eBay?
No! I still have it in its original shrink wrap.
Okay.
I'm going to wait till it's a collector's edition.
Ah.
I am.
Does it become a collector's edition after time? Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
So anyway, Doctor says, "I'm totally jazzed about the assault rifle actually being a rifle now. I'm just hoping it now has a scope."
So what do you guys think about the assault rifle? Anybody? Does anybody think anything?
I think very
right
little. Can't you smell that burning? I heard him thinking.
That explains it. Yeah, smell it over Skype. It's pretty crazy.
The hamster's chirping.
The smell-o-vision installed now.
Spin around that wheel.
I like the new assault rifle, and they also mentioned how they're going to still have the battle rifle.
Yeah.
Still in the game, which is interesting, because then if you added a scope to the assault rifle, then it would just be like an automatic battle rifle with grenade launcher or whatever. So, I don't know. I think it's a interesting weapon. I'm excited.
I mean, truthfully, I am obsessed with my BR. I cry when it's not in my cold little Master Chief armor fingers.
Wow,
and I'm not so stoked about trying to learn another weapon the way I've learned the battle rifle.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be the power. It's not going to be a power weapon. It's going to be more powerful than the SMG, but not dual wieldable. So you don't always have to go grabbing for another dual wieldable weapon, which is kind of the point. You know what I'm saying?
As long as they don't. Well, I think that most people don't realize how powerful and a single SMG is, and they don't realize what kind of range it has.
Well, true, but the thing is that within wherever you start, usually within pretty close range, you can find another SMG, which is just the problem, is that you can use two SMGs, and if you know how to use the SMG right, two SMGs will beat one SMG, even if you're using the one SMG right, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the essence of dual wielding, but with a single wielder, you know, you should be able to run, throw a grenade. If you know how to throw a grenade, then you're back at even with two SMGs. So really, I mean, you should work on your grenade throwing if you're not going to go run for a second SMG right away.
Well, I think what they're trying to do is take the problem with the way Halo 2 is, and I saw it explained somewhere recently, is that you got the SMG and dual wielding, and the SMG is like the default starting weapon. And the thing with that is that dual wielding, which they try to be more of a novelty and an interesting thing to spice up gameplay a little bit, it became more of like a crutch. If you're in close range, if you can't get to a power weapon, then you got to grab another dual wieldable weapon or you're toast, because it's a spray contest and everybody has the same, you know, nozzle strength kind of. So it's like whoever sprays the most within, you know, a specified amount of time wins. And it's like, if you don't grab that second SMG, then you're toast. And I think that if it's makes it more like, if you can't get to a power weapon, then the guy on the other team is only going to have also a assault rifle and grenades, unless he picks up another dual wieldable weapon and then a second dual wieldable weapon. So that's got to be two that he's got to find.
I don't understand. But I don't understand what the
big
problem
in my
is
mind.
With I mean, do you really think that dual wieldable weapons were not meant to be? I mean, they spent all this time balancing the game,
right.
And for example, you remember when we had dual wielding in Slayer,
right?
And in a lot of, you know, stuff like that. Remember how everybody complained because all of a sudden these people, well, at least in my little group, everybody who hated it were people who were normally on the top of the scoreboards with power weapons, with snipers, with et cetera, that had never learned how to use dual-wielding weapons. They were all on the bottom, and they were the ones who complained and moaned, and you can add the other word in there if you want, but I think that really...
This is my personal opinion.
I'm not arguing with you. It's not really about that, but I do think that the dual-wielding is an aspect of the game that is another thing that you can get really good at. It's not just spraying, it's learning which weapons work the best together. For example, don't ever pick up a Needler and an SMG because they're both, you know, both meant to be... They're not shield. They don't get rid of your shield.
They don't work
together,
right.
Instead, you want to pick up a plasma rifle or a plasma pistol or something that'll take your shield down, and then you can use the bullets to peg away at the meat.
Right. Well, true.
So
I mean,
there's skill
saying...
involved in all of it.
I'm just, I think that was actually written by a Bungie guy, if I remember right, but I may be wrong on that. But
I don't
disagree with you. I mean, I think dual wielding was a game mechanic, and I think it, you know, despite how they might have misunderstood how it ended up being used, I still think it was a viable game mechanic. It's not something I even considered until it was mentioned in one of these things. But I think the single wieldable assault rifle as a default starting weapon is going to help, because if you run into somebody else with a default starting weapon, they're not likely, well, they can't pick up a secondary weapon too. So if they can't hit another power weapon, they're either going to switch weapons or they're going to, you know, they're going to switch to a dual wieldable set or something like that. But it's something that you still have capability to counter with an assault rifle. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to improve it slightly, but it's still dual wielding was a viable thing in its own respect. But you know, this will be a different ball game. Anyway,
I don't know. I didn't have a problem with it. I like it. I just want to make sure that my battle rifle doesn't go away, please.
No, it's sticking around. They said it would, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Answer my own question. Anyway. Where were we? Dr. 120, right? High ground?
Yeah, I think it's Dweezil's turn.
Dweezil.
High ground will be sick. The snow one will be amazing, and Valhalla will be off the chain. He also thinks that the Spartan laser is going to add a whole new element to the game. Should I try, or should he try to, wait, should anyone try to veer the hog off this ledge and lose them, or jump out of the hog and get the hell out of Dodge? Before, with the rockets, you almost always would just ditch the hog and run, or die in a horrific explosion. Lord knows, I've died so many times in that way. But now, you might actually have a chance, since the laser requires a charge time. I'm kind of imagining it as the Hammer of Dawn in Gears, minus the satellite link-up requirement, which I was actually kind of, myself, I'm actually imagining it the same sort of thing, you know? Because they balance that in Gears where you have to, you know, target something, and I'm thinking the same sort of thing in Halo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't lock on and stuff like that, so it gives vehicles a fighting chance, so it makes it more of a little more of a vehicle-oriented game, which I think it was supposed to be, but rockets really, like, took vehicles out of the picture, like, all the time. So
yeah.
I think that'll help. But what do you guys think of the maps? The screenshots we saw? Tweezel?
Some of them are really cool. You know, I always love, I've told a lot of people this, you know, I love new maps, but one of the feelings I love the most is going on a map and just getting lost in it for, like, the first couple days you play it, because you don't know. Like, you know, now I could sit there and draw a picture of Lockout for you and every freaking corner and nook and cranny, but you know, we don't know all these maps, so you can just go and get literally lost in the whole board, and like, that's when you use that flag indicator icon more than ever,
because yeah, really?
You're just like, I gotta head towards this direction and swerve around walls and other things in the way, and eventually I'll get there, but I don't know, I really like that, and so with these new maps, you know, they look just amazing, and we'll add all sorts of new elements to the gameplay for sure.
I love new maps.
Yeah?
Do you remember when the first new maps came out for Halo 2 and they posted those, you know, they'd take you around and show you little tours?
Yeah.
I still remember those. Oh, God. I loved them. I watched them, like, at work. I got no work done when they were first posted. Like, a whole afternoon of just watching, you know, the walkthroughs of new maps.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not the whole thing, you know, but I'm so excited about this game. I mean, and to have a truly next-gen Halo is going to be so much fun, because Halo, you know, 2 is still on the same console as Halo was. And so it made advances, but it wasn't a whole new generation type of game, and this one will be. And I think we've seen some amazing ways that this generation of games can go, and I'm looking for Halo 3 to take it to the next level.
For sure.
Or preferably about 5 levels above it, and then everybody else can kind of just notch it and blow it.
Yeah, really, man. You know what I think I'm most excited about with Halo 3 is something that hasn't been mentioned and probably won't get a lot of coverage until it actually comes out. Because it's a little bit kind of esoteric, and that's like the way the matchmaking and party system and custom games work. Because that's something that, from what I understand, Gears of War is a little bit lacking in. You can't join a game as easily as you could otherwise within Halo 2. You can't, you know, carry your party over from custom games into matchmaking. You can't set up an objective game at all, because there are no objective games. You can't do a lot of customization of games and make your own, like, novelty custom games and things like that. So I think that's something that Halo excels in, and that's something that they're going to continue to excel in and improve upon within Halo 3. And it's just going to be, you know, even better than it was before. So I'm really looking forward to that part, because I think that really makes Halo stand out, and that's why people are still playing it after all this time. You know, all the other features are great, and there's a lot of things that add on to that, but I think that's, like, the staple. You know, that's the thing that, that keeps it going, so...
Well, I think that most game designers now, I mean, I personally am flabbergasted and amazed that the Epic team didn't realize the flabbergasted. I'm just amazed that Gears of War has the problems with matchmaking or multiplayer that it does.
Yeah.
For the simple reason that, I mean, Xbox Live has done such a great job of creating a community around their product. And don't lie to yourself. We call ourselves, you know, friends and whatever, but this is a community that marketing team thought up. You know, they put the service out there for us to use. We have created this group of friends. We've created these clans. We've created this and that and all this, you know, to be a community of players.
And so you're saying we're not friends?
Every game
saying?
In the future.
What?
No, I'm saying that we are, and that's great because we now are facilitated by Xbox Live to be friends. But if you look at, I mean, for example, look at PS2 or PS3 or whatever, PlayStation. Is there an amazing community for PlayStation like there is for Xbox Live? No, because they haven't put the money and the effort and the marketing into it.
Right.
But aside from that, my point to this is that Halo 2 has set the bar for matchmaking. Any game that comes after it, whether it be Gears of War, Halo 3, anything, to avoid being a game that after a while people put down and send back to Gamefly, they have to have something like this. And I'm just amazed that Gears of War did not have it.
Yeah, really. But it had a lot of great things, though. From what I hear, it's a fantastic game. It's just that there's
it's an amazing game.
In this area, like I was talking about, that little area that nobody, for some reason, ever talks about, that area, I think they're falling quite a bit short in. But everything else, they're actually improving in many ways over, you know, the way Halo 2 did things, so...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is a next-gen game, but I am looking at Halo 3 to take the basis that Halo 2 gave it in the multiplayer, look at the mistakes that other games are making, whether it be laggy play, glitchy game, bad UI, you know, like Gears, and really take those and improve upon it and add that to the flavor of Halo 3, because it's all going to have to be better, period, or it's not going to work. But I know them. They'll do awesome.
They will.
I have
Bungie.
Faith.
We love Bungie.
My heart, Bungie.
Okay, so on to Defkism, who says, I haven't really read the article yet, still, but really read a lot of it on the web. I'm really excited for the new maps and these energy shields that you can walk through but not shoot or throw grenades through. Okay, so the shield doors and the spike grenades, for that matter, because... That's the idea, is that you can throw spike grenades that will stick to the shield doors, and then you can run through the shield doors, and then your enemies will be following you, and the spike grenades will blow up in their face, which, kaboom, they're dead. So what do you guys think of the spike grenades?
We were talking about them when we were first announced, or when that Danish one was released at work.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't released at work. I was at work, and we were talking about it at work. Oops.
You work for a Danish magazine or what? Is that what it is?
Shh, don't tell. The accent I did
tell. Charlie, God, why did you tell me that? You're fired.
Yeah, it was great. But anyway, no, we were talking about all the different uses. I mean, imagine if somebody followed you through a doorway, you could just totally stick the spike grenade on the door jamb and then, you know, whatever. Oh, and the other thing I was thinking about is what if the damage radius is only 180 degrees? So you could stick it on your teammate, have them walk into a room full of the other guys, and then have it shoot out all the spikes and not hurt the guy because it's only 180 degrees instead of a full 360. I don't know what it is, and I don't have any ins on that one, but we were just talking about it, and those were some cool ideas that we came up with.
That is interesting. So he can be like a suicide bomber without killing the guy behind him.
Kind of like when friendly fire is off and when you stick your teammate and they walk into the room and totally blow up everybody on Foundation. That's so much fun.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to try that. What do you think, Dweezil?
I don't know. I think it's definitely a cool idea. It's also, like, it sticks to almost anything, though, doesn't it? It sticks to, like, walls and all kinds of things.
Right, instead of the plasma grenade, which I've always been confused on why it doesn't stick to walls and why it doesn't stick to this, that, and the other, and why it only sticks to certain things. I mean, does it detect what it's sticking to?
Well, could you throw a spike grenade at the energy shield, and then when someone's walking through it, would it stick to them, or would it stay on the energy shield? Like, if it's right in front of them, would it, like, then, like, fly?
I don't
paper
know. Is there a hierarchy of things that it sticks to?
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I think it sticks to what it sticks to, but that's a good question.
It's deep. Sticks to what it sticks to.
Deep thoughts.
Jack Candy.
Jack Candy. I didn't know if any of you guys would get that. Wow, cool.
Yes, yes.
All right, you can
Yes.
stay. Okay, so what do we think of the shield doors? Well, I guess that's, that's not much of a discussion, but kind of a cool
Yay!
idea, right?
Yeah.
No, I think that's a really cool idea, and it's nice to see that they're bringing in things that. Well, oh, do you know what I do want, though? That
Huh.
it just reminded me.
What?
Do you know how they were going to make it so you could carry around a shield
Yeah.
in Halo 2? I want that for Halo 3.
Yeah, in fact, when they were mentioning the shield doors, I thought that's what they were saying, is that you can carry around a shield. And I was like, yes, finally. And then I was like, yeah, crap, that's not what they
But that
said.
would be hard to balance.
Like the Jackal sort of shields?
But yeah,
Yeah.
but we mentioned that, is that that's how you could balance it, is with a plasma pistol. You could take out the shield with one shot, and then you could take the guys out, so it's like no problem. And then
But
it
would
doesn't
that,
like cover you completely like
yeah,
like
would
a
that be in addition to your normal shield for your armor? Or
maybe
would
it
it be
would be
instead?
like instead of the overshield.
Right, that's what I'm saying, is that it's kind of like an overshield, except for it only covers a small portion of the front, to where it covers like most of your front area, and then like and then but it can be taken out easily with a pl with an overshot plasma pistol or
No.
rockets or something like that.
Now, question for you this. If it was a shield like that, do you think
Right.
that it would be fully charged all the time and not lose the charge, or do you think that it would slowly lose charge like an overshield?
I don't know. I don't know that it needs to. I mean, I really don't think it does because I think it acts kind of like an overshield, but only in the front. And something that you can only carry another dual wieldable weapon with it. So you can't carry it like a sniper rifle, that you can shoot through the shield or something like that. So I think those two things really even it out, and you can't throw grenades and stuff like that. So it makes it to where it's usable. I mean, I really think they should have included it in Halo 2, but it's a long time since then, so it's like looking way back.
I think that's a few years behind, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go back in time and adjust some things, and I'll be all set. Okay, so is it Dweezil or you up?
Sure, why not?
Go for it, friend of rags.
okay, friend O Rags says that well, first of all, I'm glad that Bungie has let someone come over, play Halo 3, and give the public something to be excited about. I like all the features, especially about the brutes totally own weapons. About the brutes totally own weapons and vehicles. I'm just hoping Bungie will give out some more detailed pics of the brute spiker, spike grenades, and especially the brute ghost. I'm totally glad that 1UP.com verified that the assault weapon is going to be the starting weapon. The SMG was too weak for my taste, and I always felt that I had to look for a BR or a duel or a good duel. I heard somewhere that they're getting rid of transporters. I'm not sure if it's true. But if they are hope the maps that have or hope the maps have more lifts and man cannons. The only way the ATV is going to be cool is if the rocket launcher can only lock onto the Banshees. Well, the shield doors are going to be awesome. The Spartan laser is going to be a cool weapon. What is this about a new flag? I'm just wondering what the X button is going to do, and I really hope you can make up your own call signs instead of them being random. It should be a default decision when you make your character's profile in Halo 3. But he's really excited, and he can't wait for more news. And you can tell he's really excited because he's
He's
going
just
crazy
rambling
about
all
all
over
the
the place, yeah.
details. He's like, rocket launchers, exploding weapons, X button, nah.
Woo!
But yeah, I did actually see that new flag that they showed in that one
Yeah?
clip. The interesting flag.
Pretty
I think
cool, huh? I mean, it's not gonna make
that's
a difference
clearly
in
the thing
gameplay,
everyone's
but.
thinking about the most is the
Yeah.
shape of
tank
the flag
flag?
that's
Oh, the
waving in
flag?
the. Yeah, I don't know
I
about this
missed that. Can
other.
somebody screenshot it for me? No.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
The
Let me find
one, the
it.
game type I heard about, the tank flag. Oh, I'm totally stoked about that. That is going to be fun.
Yeah?
Moving flag?
How
Whoa,
okay,
that's so
wait. How
cool.
does this work? I haven't read details about this.
I've
How does
never
this
heard
work?
about this either.
Tank
Please
flag?
explain. Yes.
I don't know all the details. I
Well,
just
come
read what
on.
it,
And what
what was in the
details do you
article.
know?
Well,
more than
this
us.
is what we decided last week in the conference call. No. Basically, I would assume that it's a tank, you know, that moves around and it has a flag on it or in it, and maybe you have to control the flag or control the tank to be able to get the flag, or maybe it's an impenetrable tank that you have to figure out how to board. I don't know what the answer is, but I heard about it and it sounds pretty freaking cool.
So all we know is it's called Tank Flag, and more details to follow. Right? Is that what you're saying?
But,
tank
yeah.
flag, which implies there's probably a tank and probably
and,
a flag.
And maybe a flag. I'm still a little uncertain about the flag part, yeah. but, you know, whatever.
Well, we might have to confirm that one with Bungie.
Okay, so let's move on from my idiocy. And I have
oh,
a question
man.
To ask.
You're not an idiot. Okay.
What does he mean by random call signs?
Yeah, call signs. That's pretty cool, the way that's set up. You know, they had a good point in that they were talking about how previously it's like if you saw someone and you wanted to tell something, you wanted to tell them something, you either had to press the back button to figure out who the heck they were, or you had to say, "Hey, person with the green diamond in the middle and the white star around it and the up and the down gradient and the and they're dead." So, you know, the call signs, I think that's going to make a lot of sense in being able to identify people quickly and tell them what's going on and be able to communicate with them without having to look up their gamertag.
What would you... But I'm still a little confused as to how you think they'd work.
Well, you set them up. I mean, they did mention that they're going to be user configurable. So, at the time they played the demo, they weren't configurable at the time. But, you know, when it comes out, you're going to be able to do a... three or four letter call sign, something like that, to be able to set it up for yourself.
Oh, so, like CB radio, like TAL1 or something like that?
Right, like, yeah, I'm going to be FMJ
okay.
and, you know, whatever.
Whatever. So, know.
But that way you can
OMFG.
Just, like, instead of, exactly, and, you know, everybody, like they were saying, all the teenagers out there going to, you know, there's going to be a whole flow of, like, 6-9 this, 6-9 that and stuff. But, but you'll see, you know, instead of seeing icons out there, you'll see the call signs, which will be easier to identify people both visually because everybody can read, or, you know, but also be able to, like, say something and be able to say something meaningful so where people can easily understand that you're talking to them, which is really cool. So
it would be cool if you could name them, like, A1, A2, A3, A4, something like that.
Hmm.
So
yeah,
you could
generic,
see that...
Yeah.
Well, something really generic because... I mean, you're not going to choose something like a four-letter call sign. I mean, that's why we have gamer tags. And if the pictures aren't working, then, you know, maybe make something really simple where, you know, you could have an A4 over by Sniperer. You could say A4, there's somebody headed up to you, you know, from below or something like that. I mean,
right.
That would make a little more sense.
True, but then you're forcing, like, a nomenclature on people. I think, like, having the customization is part of what Xbox Live is all about, and I think that's you know, I think it's an improvement over just displaying the entire gamer tag. In that sometimes if you see an entire gamer tag, you're like, how do you say this? Is it this or is it this? And by the time you figure that out, they're already dead. So like three
Look,
letters,
just call me Smash.
No, but three letters, even if it's you know, L01. You don't know if it's lol or or if it's lol or if it's 101 or what. But you can just say whatever you think it is, and they'll figure it out real quick. You know, oh, you're talking to me. Oh, because it's only three letters. You can just say the letters if you don't want to figure out how to pronounce it. So I think that's a good idea in that sense.
That sounds... Yeah, it's a really good idea. I'm just really looking forward to the implementation.
Yeah. You know, we'll see if the call signs get, like, snatched up real quick, so it's like, all the ones you wanted to use are already taken. It's like, crap. You know, well, I guess I'll have to use, you know, J69 or something. Okay, Brute Ghosts. We don't have any information about them. Yet, as of the time we're recording. So, yeah,
Did they announce a Brute
soon.
Ghost?
Anyway. Yes, there is going to be Brute Ghosts, and they're like a beefed up version of the Covenant Ghosts, basically. But yeah, we don't really know if what kind of weapons on them, what do they look like, you know, how they're if they're more armor or what. But they are going to be in the game, that we know. Anyway, yeah, something we know about, but we know nothing about. Awesome.
How did I miss the Brute Ghosts?
I don't know. Where were you? Where you been? Jeez.
I thought you were supposed to copy me on everything that had to do with Halo 3. Oh, yeah. Oh, how am I going to know this without you telling me?
You have to
brief I forgot her. You live in a cave, yeah.
What are you doing?
I am a cave girl, hello. I don't have a fax. You know?
Yeah, I tried to fax
we
you.
We write our emails
busy.
On the wall, but, you know, in little chalk, and I'm running out of chalk, so.
Chalk in the cave walls. Okay. Yeah. Next time I'll send a messenger to write something in chalk. That'll help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Dweezil, you've been real quiet, so why don't you take the next one too, man?
UKL Tori says, don't forget to mention the Halo 3 public multiplayer beta that was announced for spring and the new Halo 2 maps that will be hitting the marketplace around the same time. You can find out more information, but not much, at Bungie.net.
Yeah.
And I'm uber excited about this. But also, I think it's going to essentially, I don't know, while they probably don't want to stress it, it's like forcing people to get 360s, so many people are going to go out and buy a 360 just so they can get new Halo 2 maps and do the beta. And,
right.
You know, they can't really get mad about it because if they want to play Halo 3 to begin with, then they're going to have to get one. But
well, that was a marketing decision, though.
It's
not Bungie's
campaign.
Fault,
yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a marketing decision.
Well, the other thing is that I don't think that they probably have the infrastructure in place to be able to give you regular Xbox updates at that point in time.
That's true.
I'm sure that interface is probably long gone.
Well, I mean, they probably could do it, but they probably also figured that it's a hell of a lot easier on the 360. I mean, they actually designed it with that in mind instead of, like, as an afterthought. So.
And you're right, it is a very good marketing decision, so you can't fault them for that.
True,
yeah.
True. True
Definitely.
That. Okay, so obviously we're all excited about the Halo 3 public beta in spring 2007. And,
May I just say that Bungie is my hero? I have all the love in the world for them for this.
Bungie,
but
I
have
a
feeling that what they're going to do is like give us this little taste that's going to make us like salivate for more and then take it away for 6 months and be really mean. And then like,
no, but, like
I'm going
to
camp out best outside
it.
Best Buy for like 8 years.
You really think they're going to like shut down the beta after a point and be like, okay, you've had enough. We got our input. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they're going to pull that crap.
Really?
It's 6 months. It's one of those things that it's like, it's 6 months before the game comes out. I mean,
oh, man,
they're
going
to have to
suck.
Shut it down eventually.
Dude, that would suck so bad, though. I really think they should just, like, keep it going until they finally get the game that, like, offers so much more than the beta. And I think they should shut down the beta once the actual game comes out, of course. But, you know, at that point, it's like, put up or shut up, you know? I don't know.
But I have one thing to say about that, though. I think they may be very smart about this because they may be using this beta as a way to test to find out what exploits people are going to find. Because in the regular, they found them very quickly, you know, and they fixed them very quickly. Well, the first ones anyway. And the multiplayer is going to make or break this game because the multiplayer made Halo 2. So I think it's really smart to do a test like this, especially since Halo is played on a huge scale. So
they
need to test it on a huge scale, and they can't really
totally
do that
agree.
Outside Xbox Live.
And you're going to, you know, if there's any sort of online bragging rights or anything, you're always going to have some sort of flock of cheaters or people that want to exploit things go to it, regardless if it's like a beta of one level or something where you can only use one weapon. They're going to try to find some way to exploit that, and so by having it out for that long, then they can, you know, get feedback from people and fix that and work on it before the game actually
definitely
hits the shelves.
That is totally sweet that they're actually addressing cheaters before the game even comes out. I mean, that is badass. I can't wait till the game comes out and it's like, you know, all the cheater issues have been mostly dealt with. I mean, that's awesome, man. They're going to have a brand new banhammer for the whole thing and everything. So cheaters
well,
be at your
I
guts.
Don't know exactly what that's just my idea. I haven't heard that that's what they're doing.
Yeah, but that's definitely, I'm sure that's on the agenda. You know, I'm sure that's why, part of why they want to do this, you know, to be able to get cheating out of the way and get as much as they can figured out and fixed, so that that's taken care of and we don't have a lot of exploits like Halo 2 has become.
Yeah.
Why I was going to say, in addition to just them finding certain exploits, they can't always, there's always going to be cheaters, but I think just having it on the 360 platform where you can leave so many different kinds of feedback and, if someone is cheating or spamming you or screaming, then you can lower their rating and then you won't end up getting matched up with them because they're, all the little screaming kids will be playing other screaming kids and all the cheaters will be playing other cheaters, ideally. So, while you can't always eliminate the problem, you can at least, sanction them off to go cheat against each other as opposed to, everyone else. If you leave them all these different types of feedback.
Damn straight.
They have.
I'm stoked,
360
yeah.
hotness.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I'm so glad about the feedback options in 360 because you were never really sure if it was going to happen or whether it made a difference. I mean,
right.
I know from talking to those types of people that it does, but it's going to be a lot better because you're going to feel better about saying, okay, well, I've taken this time, and they're gonna take a look at what you do too.
Right.
And if you give good feedback, your feedback is going to mean more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get a couple more things before we head out. Let's some of the things that haven't already been covered. And sorry for the people we didn't get a chance to say your input here. But first of all, what do you guys think about the man cannon?
God, I hope they don't call it that.
I know, me too, man. That name is... I know you guys...
And I would
know...
like to point out that I'm not a man, and I resent... Like, is there going to be a woman cannon too? Or...
No.
Just saying.
Yeah, but like the whole name is freaking. I know Bungie, chuckles at it, but I think, come on, you guys, it's freaking crass. It's just retarded. I mean,
I don't think they're actually gonna name it that.
Give it a break. Would the military call something a man cannon? No.
Did you listen to the video though? At 1UP with the Halo 3.
Did I listen to the video?
It? I wanted.
No, I watched
God.
The video. That's all right.
Well. I don't watch things. I listen to them while I'm doing other things. I'm a multicasting queen. But anyway, the Bungie guy actually called it a man cannon over and over and over again, and it made me want to cry. But fortunately, my opinions do not Halo 3 make, so, I'll get used to it.
Yoda, you are. Okay, what do you think, Dweezil?
I don't know. It's an interesting concept. It brings a lot of things to mind. Like, I know whenever they were talking about doing the Halo 3 hump days, and I know a couple points that would talk about how this one level has opposing man cannons that face each other, so they would get on them and, like, almost mid-air joust. And that sounded really cool. But then, I don't know, the first thought that comes to mind when I think of these man cannons is some sort of, like, barrel from Donkey Kong Country that just like explodes a Master Chief out of him.
Donkey Kong
and
Country.
I don't know. I don't really know. I don't know what the difference of a man cannon will be from like per se the lift on Ascension. That just bounces you in the air in a certain direction. So
right. Well, I got to tell you, I agree with you, and that's 3 for 3. That's 3 strikes, you're out. I think the man cannon is completely retarded. I think the whole point is stupid, because there has to be some kind of justification for shooting
Tell
a person.
Tell me what you really think, Fumo.
Okay, I'll be a little more frank. Shooting a person up in the air at, like 300 feet in the air at a 45-degree angle, and then expecting them to land on the ground without breaking all of their limbs? Come on,
Dude, it is Master
What
Chief.
Are they... No, but the place the Master Chief is, what are they only shooting Master Chiefs? They're Forerunner facilities and their human military facilities and their Covenant facilities, none of which normally have Master Chiefs. I mean, there's what, only, I don't know, I haven't read the books, but there's what, like 8 or 10 Master Chiefs left in the universe? So it's like, come on, They're not going to be like shooting Master Chiefs off at like all day long. I mean, why are they sitting there powering the things constantly? The whole thing doesn't make sense. They better find a decent way to justify it, or like the whole thing is really.
But what about the lift? What about the lift in a
Well, the lift makes a little more sense because you could land a little more softly. You know, you don't have to fall so far.
Well, nobody said it was an actual cannon.
Yeah,
I see the man cannon as like a lift.
Yeah, but you're shooting
a little bit more energized lift or.
Okay, so you're going 300 feet in the air. You think you're going to land without breaking all your limbs unless you're wearing some kind of, you know, bio-enhanced armor.
That's exactly what they're wearing if you read the books.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're wearing, but that's like 10 people in the universe. That's what I'm saying. You know, they're going to keep those things powered the whole time for them.
Yeah, Muffy, but aren't we... you just got owned.
Aren't we all Master Chiefs in the game, though?
Aren't we all
yes,
Master Chiefs?
Yes, we all are, but why would...
All,
that's
no,
what I'm saying. They need
Chiefs.
Some justification for the whole...
Spartans.
You know, that's what I liked about Halo, is that everything has... They follow the Halo Bible, you know? They follow, like, a actual, like, fiction universe that everything has a reason for it. And in the same way that, you know, Ascension had some kind of mysterious reason for having all of the central rotating platform, the man cannon that they had there, which actually landed you fairly softly in opposition to the man cannon that would launch you like, you know, at a 45 degree angle,
well,
300
feet
up in the air.
When's the last time you played Halo 3?
Anyway. Let's move on. The man cannon, this, that, and the other. Okay. Mongoose ATV, what do you guys think about that? Dweezil.
Dweezil, 10-second rebuttal. I don't know, I really like it. I was actually extremely excited about it when they first teased it for Halo 2, and then they ripped it out of my heart after I was so extremely excited. But I think it's really weird that it's two-person, so you could, like, just send in one person and pick up, like, a guy with a flag.
Yeah.
And that's strange. And I haven't really read all about exactly how the weapons are going to be played with that. Like, if the person that's on the ATV that's not driving is going to be able to, you know, shoot, and what weapons they're going to be able to use and whatnot. But, I don't know. I'm always for more vehicles. It definitely adds a new element to the game, and it's a lot more fun.
Yeah. My bet is that they can only do dual wieldable weapons, but yeah, I mean, other than
did
that,
you,
I agree with you. Go ahead.
But did you read? Or I'm sorry. Again, this goes back to the video that you watched rather than heard on 1UP. They were talking about how they were going to put like a crap load of these and make them spawn really quick on these large maps, so they'd just be all over all the time.
Oh, really?
And then that's why they decided to have the Spartan laser, was because they were going to have all these mongooses available for quick transit, but no weapons, but they had to have something to counteract them.
Oh, man. This is becoming way more complicated than it needs to be real quick. I don't know. That's my opinion.
This is not going to be a short podcast. I'm sorry, my friend.
No, I'm just saying.
We have Weevil, and he has many good things to say.
You know, you have to add this many ATVs, so you have to add this many Spartan lasers, and then you have to add this and add that, and then it becomes like this whole mess.
Spartans to drive them.
Or you have to make them, or you have to make them more powerful. Maybe not that many, but just more powerful.
I say we just break it all down to Doom physics.
Doom. That's what we need, man.
There's guns. There's people.
And there's BFGs.
Don't make it more complicated.
Sorry. Bring it back down.
Blades of grass.
Good point. Okay, so moving on. What do we think of some of the other features, like the female voice?
Yay!
I knew it.
That's actually the voice clip we just played. It's not actually Tally.
That's when you actually get a triple kill. You go,
cool.
Along with the clapping.
Nice.
No, I mean, truthfully, I've said as much on my blog, but basically, I truly believe that it's going to be a good thing, because there are too many video games. I mean, obviously, and I'll give you the very short version of it, females are way outnumbered in this gaming community,
true.
And we are in short supply of good female, you know, not necessarily role models, but, you know, we're definitely underrepresented in the game. Any game, not just Halo, but to bring a strong female presence and have a female Spartan to play, like Nicole, who's not a little girl, she can hit harder than most guys, you know, and especially since since this is something that is in accordance with the Halo universe, I think it's awesome. I think it's great that they're thinking to include girls when, you know, truthfully, we aren't thought about in most games.
Definitely. I mean, I can't even speak about it because I'm a guy. Like Frankie said on the post, it's like, guys, we don't even care what you think, so shut up.
No, but I mean, it is a good thing, and some girls have actually thought it, brought up really good points, and some girls don't like it too much because we're already a targeted demographic in the games. You know, guys like to be douches to us. It's true, and this is just another way that they can use to make fun of girls, and that's a valid point. And I completely agree with them, you know, but I don't think that is Bungie's fault. I don't think Bungie can do anything about that. Right. And I would like to see a female presence in this game because there isn't one. There's no female Marines. There's, I mean, not that I've seen or that I remember, you know.
There's Cortana.
She's not even a person. She's an AI with, like...
Well, where would Master Chief be without his Cortana?
She's an AI with a female personality. She's not a female.
Well, more power to you. I hope they get female voices in there, definitely. okay, so...
By the way, I heart Cortana. Don't think that I don't.
What do we think, Dweezil, what do you think about weapons on the back? Definitely improvement?
I like it.
Yeah? Okay, thanks. No, moving on.
Good. Shoot, okay. Give me another. I like... I don't know. I, you know, we kind of hit on this earlier, so I'm...
yeah, we kind of
like
did, didn't we?
How, you know, it's, I mean, it's kind of like they do with Gears of War now. You can see they're actually, like, you know, in some sort of holster on the back. So it kind of brings out the element of surprise for those people that would, you know, carry around an SMG and then be like, oops, I have an energy sword in my back pocket, but you didn't see it. And so, you know, right. Now you're screwed. But, you know, it actually has some sort of element of surprise.
Right.
Or that it takes away. I don't know.
True, and we did kind of already cover that, so let's move on. How about, let's see, going down the line here, what do we think about the Spiker Tally?
Cool. Give me another. Wait, no.
You guys with your one-word answers.
You are not Dweezil.
I mean, we don't know how it actually works. I think it's more like an SMG, the Spiker, because they said it was like rapid fire, except for, of course, the melee, which is improved because brutes like to put blades on the front to be, like, more manly or something like that. So, you know.
I see the Spiker as a human version of the Needler. That's all.
Okay.
It could be.
Which means that Spage will probably really like it, and the rest of us will hate him for it.
Okay. And let's see.
Hey, they're improving the Needler. So,
yeah, what
I
do you think
like
about
the
that?
Needler. The Needler is hard to use effectively, but when you are using it effectively, it's impossible to get away from. I know this.
Yeah, but what about a single-wheeled Needler? How's that going to work?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Really? You have to be really good at grenades.
Halo 1. That's what I'm referring to. That's a single-wheeled. And it actually worked.
Yeah.
I mean,
so like
hang
a mega-power, like, super-wheat Needler or what?
Hang them high, you could just shoot it, and they could be, like, 180 degrees behind you, and it would be like...
Just catch them, huh?
Just like Christmas pop.
Wow.
Like
Christmas
with
people getting stuck with pink needles and blowing up?
Exactly.
I don't know what Christmas you go to, man.
I don't know about your Christmas, but red and green.
It's a little different than that, yeah. Mine people get stuck with red and green needles and then blow up.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Part of the season. So, how about auto turrets that shoot people when they get out of the boundaries of the map? Tally?
That's kind of weird.
Weird? You don't like it?
Personally, I think it's kind of... I don't know. It's kind of weird. Auto turrets. It seems very... part of the universe is very, like, man-operated, you know, turrets or doing... I don't know. Auto turrets is kind of weird that you would... I'm not sure how I feel about it. I can't say I like it or dislike it.
That's okay.
This is the future. I would hope that we have computers able to...
handle turrets.
You know, to man some turrets. You know,
yeah,
or an AI at least.
I think that's the idea, is that, like, you know, that's the war zone. Is that anything that's entering the war zone gets shot. Because, like, anything that's going up on this base that's built for defense gets, like, wasted. And that's the point, is that it's only supposed to be enemies out there and that people aren't supposed to go out there. I think that's kind of the point. And so I think in that way it ties in with the story in a way, and it fits in the Halo Bible, unlike the man canon. So.
Oh, give it up, man. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Gee, we'll get you over the man canon. However many years of therapy it takes.
Is there something that you want to tell us about your past, Fumo, that makes you just, you know, detest the man canon?
I can't talk about the man canon, okay?
Is your dad a circus performer?
Are you also afraid of small miniature horses and elephants?
Well, I can't really talk about that. My therapist, anyway, so
into a bag right now.
Okay, so wrapping
I think
it up.
Everything we're talking about right now, it's hard to separate rumor from fact. There are certain things that we know have been announced. I'm assuming that they wouldn't put something in with a stupid name like a man cannon if it weren't really, really, really fun in the game. You know, I don't know exactly. It's all going to be how this stuff is implemented, and Bungie has not failed us in the past. Or if they did fail us, they quickly fixed it. So so I think that we should be okay with pretty much everything that's out there in this particular vein.
Please, Bungie, all three of us, and I think most of the listeners out there say, please don't call it the man cannon. It's retarded. Okay?
Or at least rename it. Just rename it.
I like the idea.
Rename it and justify it. That's all we ask. Justify it, and I'll be fine. And I'll get out of therapy.
I like the idea. I just hate the name.
Okay, so wrapping it up. Send in your comments, etc. to podtecker@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going, guys. And as you can hear, we've been changing up the format to keep things fresh. Keep an eye on podtecker.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show. We're going to put it on the front page, so check it out.
And don't forget, you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888 Halo and leave a Halo related message, and we play these back regularly on the Customs and Collins show.
And be sure to check out podtacular.com while you're there. Check out the forums, and there's tournaments going on and events and all sorts of buzz about Halo 3, which everyone loves.
Yeah. Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you. Definitely, guys. Thanks a lot. And some quick shout-outs. First, Laird for donating to Podtacular. Thanks, Laird. Shout-out to one-of-a-kind Sniper Andrew. Shout-out to Red Retaliation Clan. Shout-out to LSR, who keeps sending stuff in that we don't have time to get to. Sorry, man. Keep trying. Shout-out to Salmonator and the Fumoists WoW Clan. I didn't name this, by the way. They did.
I thought it was the Fumoists.
Fumoists. They're so moist.
That's what it looks like.
If you want to join a WoW clan with other Podtacular listeners, World of Warcraft that is, look up the Fumoists on Podtacular forums and ask how to get in. It'll help you out. And also shout out to Outcast Reborn Clan, OCR, which can be found at www.outcastreborn.com. And until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
And this is Tally, and I have to say a special shout out to Brigadier Jen K. You are my hero. Love you, girl.
And this is Dweezil, and thanks for listening.
And while we're real quick, be sure to check out the Cave Girls forums, which will be found in the show notes somewhere on this particular show notes for this episode. And also,
www.cavegirlforums.com.
Oh, well, that makes it a whole lot easier. It used to be like this so complicated URL. I'm glad you guys
fixed
that.
We realized we've had it there for like months.
Oh, man. Where have I been?
You're just behind the times, Fumo, but that's
and
okay, Muffy.
Back in the day. Well, also check out tidetheleader.com, where Dweezil is a writer over there and regularly writes articles. Cool.
That's right.
Right pretty on. Good ones at that.
I get to interview cool people like Fumo Jive and other awesome people that have their own World of Warcraft-inspired clans.
Cool people than me, I hope.
And I have a question for you, Fumo, before we're done.
Please do.
How do you like your new 360?
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. It's yeah? great. I'm telling you, man, Xbox Live is and I knew this was going to be the case, but it's so much improved on the 360 than it was on Xbox One, because they really have, like, a central, there's like Xbox Live and then there's everything else, you know, that's built on top of that, like the games are like a separate entity to Xbox Live, and it's just that in itself is just something else, you know, being able to listen to music and then exit the game and you're still listening to music, be able to talk to someone on a private chat and be able to exit the game and so you're still talking to them and start a new game and you're still talking to them, man, that's just crazy.
Yeah, well, it's pretty cool. I'm glad, and, you know, I didn't know that they were doing that, but I totally would have contributed. Thank you for everything that you do for the Halo 2 community. That's so cool.
Oh, well, thanks for saying that, and thanks everybody that contributed, and, you know, those that wanted to but didn't even know. But, no, seriously.
And I expect my $20 for that later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, no problem.
Okay.
I
didn't know we were getting paid.
I'll take it out of your charge for being on the show. So we'll break even.
Yes. Wait. I charged 40.
Yes, wait. Yes,
you're
no,
supposed to still
wait,
owe me 20 bucks.
I think you owe me 20 bucks now. I don't know. I'm a little fuzzy in my math.
All right, George Bush.
Oh, man. Okay, no, but thanks, guys, for those that did that, but... anyway, I'm loving it. It's definitely cool, but I'll be looking forward to the Halo 3 beta with that, definitely, and getting Gears of War eventually. Of course, now that I got my 360 and I got all my games and had to and ended up paying the extra to finish off the 360 since I didn't turn in my Xbox One, it's, you know, I'm taking a little bit to catch up on that. So, but I will get Gears of War.
It's worth it.
With you guys eventually. I know it. I know it. I believe it. I mean, I don't have anything against Gears of War. It's that one little thing, but everything else I know is like way over and above, you know, what anything has ever been done before. And I'm really excited to play it, and definitely interested in checking out the art direction, all the other stuff, you know, the co-op, the multiplayer, you know, all the stuff, the cover system, all the weapons and the running and everything else. So, and the cover system.
And it'll be interesting to listen to your opinions on what the Halo 3 multiplayer experience should be like after you've played Halo or Gears of War, which is supposedly the premier next-gen game. Well, it is the premier next-gen game, but is so obviously lacking in that department.
You know, that's a good point, because I think a lot of us have played Gears of War that are listening and are like, dude, yeah, but... you know, you haven't even played Gears of War. Like, what do you think in comparison with that? And I'm with you, and I'm definitely going to get it. It's just a matter of time, so I will be there. So,
and hopefully I will be too, because that I want to see.
Okay. Well, I'll see you online on that one. For sure. Well, thanks, guys, for being on. Appreciate it. And until next time.
No problem.
Once again, I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Weasel. And I like to interrupt Dweezil. My name is Tally Smash.
Tally Smash.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Later.
There's only one thing left to say.